我们上个礼拜已经讲到约瑟被卖到这一个埃及的地方去了。
Last week we mentioned how Joseph was sold to Egypt.
那么他就被卖到波底法的家里面。
And he was sold to the household of Potiphar.
接下去应该是讲第38章。
We should be talking about chapter 38.
但我们今天要跳过这一章。
But we will skip this chapter.
38章里面记载两件事情。
Chapter 38 had two incidents.
一件就是俄南不肯替他的兄弟尽责任。
The first one is that Onan tried to escape his duty on his brother.
所以结果呢，上帝就处死他了。
And in the end, he was put to death by God.
接下去是犹大犯了一件非常不好的事情。
And then also the sin of Judah.
他竟然跟自己的媳妇犯奸淫。
That he had incestuous relationship with his own daughter-in-law.
上帝把这些事记载下来。
The Lord allowed all these to be recorded.
是要暴露人性犯罪以后常常不能解决的问题。
To expose the problems that mankind have after the fall.
而且这些问题不但在不信主的外邦人中间发生。
We see that these problems not only exist among non-believers.
有时甚至在所谓基督教的家庭里面也发生出来。
It can also exist in Christian families.
为什么圣经要记载这些圣徒选民或者上帝家里面一些的仇事呢？
Why would the Bible record all these scandals among the people of God?
是不是使我们得出一种慰藉，我们如果犯罪也不要紧，是不是这个意思？
Does that mean that we should not be too concerned even when we sin?
不是的。
No.
有一个非基督徒问我一个问题。
A non-Christian once asked me a question.
圣经是圣洁的经，为什么记载一些不圣洁的事情？
We say that the Bible is the holy Bible. Why are things that are unholy in there?
我反问他。
So I ask him back.
圣经专记载所有最好的事情。
If the Bible were to record only very good things,
那到底对整个犯罪的人类有什么作用呢？
What sort of use is it to the sinners?
所以今天稍微给你提一点这个关键问题。
And so today I just want to touch on this a little bit.
我们就跳过这一段了。
And we will skip the chapter.
圣经记载了犹大跟他玛犯奸淫。
The Bible tells us about the adulterous relationship between Judah and Tamar.
圣经记载了大卫跟八十八犯奸淫。
And also the adulterous relationship between David and Bathsheba.
圣经记载了这一些的事情。
All these incidents have been recorded.
亚伯拉罕说谎话。
Abraham lied.
以撒也说谎话。
Isaac lied.
这些人有一些是普通的人，有一些是很尊贵的伟人。
Some of them were common folks, but others are pretty honorable people.
为什么要把这些事记载在圣经里面呢？
Why would the Bible allow these to be recorded?
因为圣经不是人的书。
The Bible is not a book of men.
圣经是上帝的书。
It is a book of God.
不受人的权限所限制。
It is not constrained by human limitations.
所有做君王的人，
All who have become king,
都盼望他们的伟功，他们的伟大的功劳，他们伟大的贡献被记载下来。
All kings want their great work to be recorded for history.
使后代人就尊重佩服他们的丰功伟绩。
That the next generations will consider them as great.
但是因为他们君王的权势在手上。
Because kings have lots of power.
所以他们都不许可他们的毛病被记在正史里面。
They will then make sure that their mistakes are not recorded.
所以呢，正史代表真正的帝王跟帝国历史事迹。
And so you may have a history about the politics that represent the truth.
所以几乎在正史里面找不到他们有什么道德的瑕疵。
But you will not find moral lapses in this recording.
特别是当他们活在世界的时候，他们可以控制历史学家的笔。
Especially when these emperors are still alive, they can control the historians.
历史是继续不断，一代一代传下去的。
History passes by generation to generation.
有一些野史就产生出来了。
And so you do have non-official history.
野史就是民间对历史的记载。
And these are recording by the common folks.
他们就不在这个帝王在世的时候权势的影响之下。
And they are not controlled or influenced by the power of the emperors.
他们揭发了许许多多所谓伟人的毛病。
And they expose lots of mistakes made by the great heroes.
这些话就流传在民间。
And it become folklore.
因为流传在民间，所以家丈、家将、家畜变得一大堆不能负责任的事情都写下来。
Because there are folklore, there are many things that cannot be trusted.
这也好。
Well, it's nice.
因为百姓坐着半死，听听这种故事会得到一些安慰。
The people are comforted by folklore.
然后他们就把这个当作笑谈。
And they often treat this as a joke.
来调剂他们的生活。
So that there's harmony in their life.
那么我现在问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you one question.
帝王在世的时候。
When an emperor is alive.
他们用他的权限来限制这个正史的内容。
And they will control the official history.
谁可以控制皇帝呢？
But who will control the emperor?
有一个北京后博士研究的教授到美国参加我们的归正学院的课程。
There is a Beijing postgraduate PhD student that participated in our classes.
他说我还不是真正从心里已经接受基督教的。
He said that I do not would not proclaim that I have accepted Christianity.
但是我是对基督教非常尊重的一个学者。
But I am a scholar who honor Christianity.
虽然我们在中国做教授薪水低得不得了。
Although we are professors in China, very poorly paid.
但我们重要的书一印出来就是50,000本、100,000本，影响全中国的。
But every time we have a publication, it's 50,000, 100,000, great influence.
唐牧师，请原谅我，到现在还没有受洗。
Dr. Tong, please forgive me. I have not even been baptized yet.
但是我从内心的深处答应你，有一天我会信主。
But deep in my heart, I can promise you that one day I'll become a Christian.
我之所以这么尊重基督教。
The reason why I honor Christianity
这里面的本质是别的宗教没有的。
It's because in essence it's different from other faith.
我之所以到现在还没有受洗。
But the reason why I'm still not baptized.
对我的工作是不方便的。
It is because it will influence my work.
而且我要更多影响中国的文人、中国的学者。
I want to influence the literary world of China.
所以我暂时还没有做基督徒。
So for the moment, I'm not a Christian.
不知你对我这个决定有什么看法？
What do you think about this decision of mine?
我说我暂时赞成你。
I say that for the moment, I agree with you.
因为呢，尼哥底母就曾经像你一样。
You are like Nicodemus.
还有呢，这个。乃曼所医治过的那个将军也曾经像你一样。
And also the general that was healed by Naaman.
你先蒙受上帝的恩典。
First you receive the grace of God.
先暂时隐藏基督徒的身份。
For the moment you may hide your Christianity.
这不可以成为你一生一世的决定。
But you cannot do this for life.
他说我知道。
He says I know.
我甚至在上帝面前立约。
I even have a covenant with God.
我要两个月写一篇文章。
That for every 2 months I will write an essay.
是用基督教的思想
，using Christian thoughts
来去影响中国的文化
，to influence the culture of China.
所以我到今天还把它交托在上帝的手里面。
And so today I let God deal with all these things.
我问你，你怎么会到美国来读这个归正学院的
？And I ask him, why are you here joining our studies?
他就提到林慈信博士资助他。帮助他，给他鼓励，进到归正学院来研究基督教的事情。
He said Dr. Samuel Ling was the one who encouraged him and supported him to come for classes.
这个事情是很感谢主的事情。
And we really give thanks to God.
那么有一天他在归正学院上课的时候
，But one day when he was attending class,
我们见证会，他不是基督徒，他也要站起来见证。
There was a testimony session, and this guy is not a Christian, but he wanted to give a testimony.
我发现中国文化最大的毛病。
He said, I discovered the greatest problem in Chinese culture.
从秦始皇到毛泽东。
It is, and that is from 秦始皇 all the way to 毛泽东。
同样没有解决的问题。
Same problem that has never been solved.
帝王生杀大权在手。
And that is, the emperor has absolute power.
但是这些帝王的背后没有一个人可以管他。
But there is no power to bring a balance to the emperor's power.
所以中国需要上帝。
And so China needs God.
他见证完了就坐下来了。
After he gave the testimony, he sat down.
有另外学生就挑战他了。
Another student then challenged him.
那你是因为中国的帝王需要人管，所以产生一个需要上帝的观念出来。
He said, "You say that we need God because the emperor needs someone to take care of them."
是不是在你观念中间，上帝是需要的一个果子，而不是一切事情的原因呢
？And does that mean that in your concept, God is the fruit of your needs and not the first cause of all things?
你这种动机跟这种信仰可能是不对的。
This motive and this faith is not correct.
他说不全然是这样。
He said, "Not entirely so."
我感觉到上帝的存在不是我们假设出来的。
I believe that the existence of God is not the result of our assumption.
宇宙秩序最重要的一个基础。
But the most important foundation in the whole order of the cosmos.
你听这段的话有没有兴趣啊？
Are you interested in such conversation?
很重要的事情。
That is a very important thought.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果圣经是圣经
，If the Bible is a holy Bible,
如果圣经是上帝的话
，If it is indeed the word of God,
那么神讲话的权柄。
The authority for God to speak
就不受人的约束
cannot be constrained by men.
神记在历史的权威
and the power of God to record history
就超过人权的掌握
surpasses the power of mankind
所以讲圣经里面最伟大的人物
so even the greatest person in the Bible
神就许可他把他们的毛病一一把它记载下来
we see the Lord allowing the Bible to record their mistakes
当圣经记载肮脏的书的时候更显明圣经是圣洁的
so although the Bible has scandals in there it further shows us that it's a holy Bible
好像越干净的镜子就把你的肮脏照得越清楚
the clearer the mirror is the clearer you can see your own field
所以你在镜子上发现你越肮脏的时候
when you look at the mirror and you discover you're filthy
就表示这个镜子是很忠心的反映你真正的形象
it tells you that the mirror faithfully reflects the truth
镜子越脏的时候你看自己好像越没有问题
And the mirror is dirty, you will look very clean.
那就证明它本身是有问题的。
But that shows you that the mirror in itself is faulty.
没有办法照出你的问题来。
And it is not able to reflect the truth to you.
我们感谢上帝。
So we need to give thanks to God.
当你们特别是非基督徒。
Especially when non-Christians.
你们读圣经看见的一些许多的记载跟普通的不一样的。
When you read the Bible, you discover some things are different from common books.
甚至比那些比较好的所谓宗教书都不如的话。
It seems to be worse than other religious scriptures.
你不要感到奇怪。
Do not feel that it's strange.
香港在过去几个月发生过一件事情。
In Hong Kong, for the past few months, there has been a big scandal.
香港大学有一些呢学生头脑像畜生。
In Hong Kong University, some students live hedonistic life.
他们犯奸淫、同性恋，这都不过是人的生活方式的选择自由而已。
They say that promiscuous lifestyle, homosexuality are about choices in lifestyles.
甚至呢，把我可以选一种动物，跟狗、跟猪发生关系，这也是人性的自由，是民主的一部分。
And they think that even when you have sex with animals, it's part of democracy.
所以在网上有个题目，你喜欢跟哪一种动物发生性关系？
And so they even have a forum where they ask the question, which type of animal would you like to have sex with?
大学的学生
，University students，
连发这个问题都不知道羞耻。
Not even ashamed of asking such a question.
人类的教育要把人性带到什么地方？
And so the education of humanity will not bring us anywhere. 后来
有一些的教会就抵制这种野蛮的这个性生活。
And so some churches oppose such concepts.
引起他们轩然大波，大力火力，集中火力来反抗教会。
But the academia quickly opposed the church because of that.
他们说，连你们的圣经都是记载一些不三不四，等于是三级电影的程度而已。
And they argue that the Bible has lots of promiscuity and scandals in there.
后来，天主教的主教写了一篇文章来做一些的辩护。
And the Archbishop of the Roman Catholic Church wrote an essay.
三级电影是刺激人犯奸淫的。
To say that pornographic movies are meant to stimulate you to sin.
圣经所记载的暴露人性，但是神所不喜悦的。
But the Bible will record things that exposes mankind, things that are displeasing to God.
因为连这样简单的事情，人都不能分辨出来。
We can't even tell the truth.
所以
such things.
今天关于第38章，我就交代这几句话就是了。
And so this is a summary for chapter 38.
我们现在读39章。
Let us look at chapter 39.
我们一同打开创世纪第39章。
Genesis 39.
我们开始来读。约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣副卫长波提法，从那些带他下来的以色玛利人中手下埋了他去。又是在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华是他手里所办的尽都顺利，又是就在主人眼前蒙恩，侍候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。自从主人派的又是管理家务和他一切所有的，耶和华就因又是的缘故赐福于那埃及人的家，凡家里和田间一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福。波提法将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。又是原来秀雅俊美，这时以后又是主人的妻以目送情给约瑟，说你与我同寝吧。约瑟不从，对他主人的妻说，看哪，一切家务 我主人都不知道，他把所有的都交在我手里，在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪上帝呢？后来他天天和约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他，不与他同寝，也不和他在一处。有一天约瑟进屋里去办事，家中没有一个人在那里，妇人就拉住他的衣服说，你与我同寝吧。约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里，就跑到外边去了。妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他的手里跑出去了，就叫了家里的人来，对他们说，你们看，他带了一个希伯来人来进入我们的家，要戏弄我们，他到我这里来要与我同寝，我就大声喊叫，他听见我放声喊起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里跑到外面去了。妇人把约瑟的衣裳放在自己那里，等着他主人回家，就对他如此说，你所带到我们这里的那希伯来仆人进来要戏弄我，我放声喊起来，他就把衣裳丢在我这里跑出去了。第十节一直到结束，我们大家一同读。约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他所说的话，说你的仆人如此如此待我，他就生气，把约瑟下在监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方，以致约瑟在那里坐牢。但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在司役的眼前蒙恩。司役就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下，他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手，反在约瑟手下的事，司役一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。我们读经就到这个地方。我们今天所读的第39章
Chapter 39 that we just read，
严格说起来说，记载的也只有一件事情。
Strictly speaking, it's only about one thing。
这件事情是人性中间常常可能发生的事情。
An incident that may happen in our life。
这件事情是每一个时代都有过的事情。
An incident that has happened in every generation。
这件事记载下来。
And this incident has been recorded。
整个历史。整个人类，特别是年轻人，伟大的一张教训。
To become a great teaching for all generations, especially for the very young.
这张圣经的地位在全本圣经1170多章里面是有独特的地位的。
And this chapter has a unique place among the 1,000 over chapters in the Bible.
发生的时期是相当上古的时代。
It was something that happened in the ancient days.
发生的时期是在很俊美的年轻人的身上。
Something that happened to a very handsome young person.
发生的事情是每一个时代都可能常常有的事情。
But something that happened possibly in every generation.
这个年轻人的回应是完全不一样的。
But the response of this young man was completely different.
足够成为万世师表。
And so he's worthy to be an example for all generations.
足够成为历代的良范。
And he is worthy to be the great example for all.
实在从他的信仰中间发出馨香的行为的味道。
And from his faith, he had the fragrance of his behavior pattern. 结果
招来了自己连整个身体的不保、生命的危险被放在监牢的里面。
But the consequence was that he was jailed and in danger in his life.
这段圣经成为历史历代大家歌颂、大家传讲。大家引来讨论很重要的一个题目。
And this chapter becomes a chapter that many people would discuss about for all generations.
在这段圣经的前面跟这段的圣经的后面两次出现同样的一个词句。
At the beginning of the chapter, at the end of the chapter, there are two sentences.
耶和华与他同在。
And that is the Lord was with Joseph.
耶和华与他同在。
The Lord was with Joseph.
耶和华使他在主的面前蒙恩。
And that he was blessed before his master.
耶和华使他在一长的面前蒙恩。
And the Lord blessed him before the warden.
约瑟是众年轻人中间受不言之白最多痛苦的一个模范。
And Joseph was a model of a person that was misaligned by many people.
Joseph 的一生到底犯什么错？
What the mistakes that he made in his life?
为什么他一定要受这么多的苦呢？
Why had he suffered so many things?
我们的理性永远不能明白。
This is something we cannot understand our reason.
有很多人因为人类受的苦，表示对上帝的公义不信任。
Many people would not believe in God because of the suffering in the world.
因为自己经历了不应当受的苦，就产生了无神论。
Especially when they go through difficulty and suffering.
或者产生了自然神论。
Or they believe that there is no God, or there is a natural deism.
这个 deism, 自然神论跟无神论不同在哪里呢？
There's a difference between deism and atheism.
如果无神论是出于我要犯罪，所以我不要人管，所以我这个无神论的产生就是不要受审判的动机。
Atheism very often come about because we do not want to be judged and not that there's no God.
当我们运用自由的时候，
When we use our freedom,
当我们享受恩典的时候，
When we enjoy the grace of God,
我们常常用自己的主权超过神的主权。
We often want to have our will surpassing God's will.
所以你不要管我。
So we tell God, do not control me.
你的恩典本来是给我用的。
The grace was meant for me in the first place.
你创造我本来是有自由的。
And you have made me with freedom.
所以我享受恩典，这是应该的。
And so it is right that I enjoy your grace.
我用主权，这是我应该有的。
And I should have my own sovereign will.
用了自由，用了主权去犯罪的人，是不愿意有比他更高的主权来审判，来定他的罪的。
And when people use their own will and freedom to sin, they would not want to be judged by another will.
所以这就成为无神论的动机。
This is the motive of an atheist.
我们讨论无神论不是讨论内容的问题。
When we talk about atheism, we are not talking about its content.
我们讨论动机的问题。
We are interested in the motive.
中国一个很伟大的哲学家叫做冯友兰。
There is an important philosopher in China by the name of 冯友兰。
他在写这个中国哲学史的时候，
When he wrote about the history of Chinese philosophy,
序论里面提到一个很重要的方法论。
The preface has an important methodology.
他说当你研究一个人的哲学的时候，
He says when you study someone's philosophy,
你不要单单研究他哲学讨论的内容。
Do not just figure out what his content was all about.
你要更有智慧的去寻找他写那些内容背后的动机是什么。
You need to be wise and find out the motive behind the work.
我深深受感动。
I was deeply inspired by this. 因为
立论的人，立论的背后有别的动机的时候，
When a person proposes a theory, there is a motive behind it.
研究学术的人就蒙骗了。
And if you just study the academia, will be fooled.
研究人性的人就有福气了。
But you are blessed if you try to study the nature of humankind.
同样的句话讲出来。
The same sentence.
有的人用意是好的，有的人用意是不好的。
Could be from a good motive or evil motive.
你单单的很单纯的把内容当作真理来接受。
And so if you are naive and you just accept the content as truth,
你就永远没有办法有分辨的灵，知道这个里面真的成分多少，假的成分多少。
You will not have the spirit that enable you to distinguish the truth from falsehood.
所以我们有时候说这个是书呆子。
So sometimes we say that this person just study like a
就是很傻瓜的学者。
A very silly academic. 因
为他除了知道内容以外，他没有办法分辨人性，更没有办法寻找动机。
He only knows the content, he cannot understand about humanity.
所以冯友兰的这句话就变成研究这些方法论一个很重要的提醒。
And so this quotation by 冯友兰 is a very important reminder.
为什么人成为无神论呢？
Why would someone become an atheist?
因为人要自由犯罪，但是不要被神审判。
It is because we want to sin freely, but do not want to be judged by God.
当一个人不要审判的时候，他就假象中间产生一个根本没有神存在，叫我就可以什么都什么都做。
And because we want to escape judgment, we first assume that God does not exist.
无神论的动机若是这样，
if this is indeed the motive,
他存心是作恶，存心是不负责任，存心是自私，存心是以自我成为宇宙的中心。
The motive in itself is selfish, is self-centered.
所以这是很可怕的事情。
Something most horrifying.
那么自然神论跟无神论不同在哪里呢？
But deism is different from atheism.
自然神论相信有一位神。
In deistic understanding, there is a God.
自然神论比无神论更诚实。
So it is a little bit more honest.
他没有办法否定，一定冥冥之中有一位神明在他上面。
In deism, you first acknowledge that there must be a God.
你相信有神，比相信没有神所需要的信心更小一点。
Actually, you need lesser faith to believe in God than not believing God.
你相信没有神，你需要的信心是大过基督徒的信心。
You need greater faith than a Christian to not believe in God.
因为你要怎么解释宇宙万有是这样奇妙的存在在世间
？How would you explain how marvelous the existence of all things is?
你怎么样证明神是不存在的
？How do you ever prove that God does not exist?
无神论因应要基督徒。把证明提出来，我才相信神存在的。你不必怕。
Do not be afraid if an atheist forced you to bring out evidences of God's existence.
你应当告诉他说，你才没有办法证明神不存在，所以你的无神论是一个迷信。
You should counter argue that there is no way you can prove that God does not exist, so you are superstitious.
相信上帝创造世界需要信心。
You need faith to believe that God created the world.
相信没有上帝，世界本来就变成这样，那需要更大的信心。
But you need a greater faith to believe that the world somehow just became like this.
相信上帝创造世界需要信心。
You need faith to believe that God created all things.
相信物种变化产生这么繁杂的世界需要更大、更大、更大的信心。
But you need much, much greater faith to believe that things evolve to the state it is today.
不同的地方是这些。不能用证明来支持他们理论无神论或进化论的学者，他们站在自己绝对化自我的权威来攻击基督徒的时候，基督徒用爱心、用谦卑，结果变成自卑感的人。
And the only difference is that the evolutionists actually cannot prove their case, but when they attack us, we feel inferior.
所以我的责任是装备你。
My responsibility is to equip you.
给你。手枪大炮，自己护卫自己。
Then you will defend yourself with all sorts of spiritual weapons.
是你觉察到反对你的人是根本没有理由的。
Then you will realize that those who oppose you have no reason.
基督徒应当挺身站立起来。
So Christians need to arise and be confident.
没有比这更合理的信仰上站立的稳。
And stand firm on this faith that is beyond all other logic.
所以我说，自然神论的人是比无神论更诚实一点点。
So I say a deist is a little bit more honest than an atheist.
他们内心的深处没有办法支持，如果他们相信神是不存在的。
He knows that he cannot prove that God does not exist.
所以他们不能不承认说神存在是合理的事情。
So they will acknowledge and recognize the existence of God.
那一个办法没有办法这个显明没有办法证明的事情是什么？
But there is one thing that cannot be proven.
如果神存在。
And that is if God exists.
不要说如果，应当说神本来是存在的。
Shouldn't use the word if God exists.
为什么上帝许可痛苦产生呢？
Why would God then allow suffering?
为什么上帝许可不公义的事情成墙呢？
Why would God allow injustices?
为什么上帝使比较好的人吃稀饭，比较不好的人吃海参？
Why would God allow good people to eat lousy food and evil people to eat good food?
为什么上帝使不诚实的人发大财，诚实的人过穷苦的生活呢？
Why would dishonest people prosper but honest people suffer?
我没有办法证明他不存在。
Although I cannot prove that he does not exist.
我也没有办法证明他管我们的事情。
But I also cannot prove that he has been in control.
如果上帝真的没有管我们的事情，
if God is not in control,
那么可能有几个原因。
There must be a few reasons.
第一，他太忙，没有时间管我们。
Firstly, he's just too busy.
第二，他要管，但是能力不够。
Secondly, he may want to control, but he has no power.
第三，他呢是本来可以管，但是他存心不管。
Thirdly, he can control, but he couldn't care less.
所以后来汤恩比就提出了两个理论。
The philosophy of Tonnerby has a few theories.
上帝是全能的吗？
Is God all powerful?
如果上帝是全能，世界这么不好，他一定不是存心太良善的。
If indeed he is all powerful, but the state of the world tells us that he's not too good.
All powerful God should not be almighty God.
这一个全能的上帝一定不是一个全善的上帝。
所以世界才这么乱吗？
And that is why the world is so
horrible. 第二原因是什么？如果上帝是良善的。
The second one is if God is good indeed.
他心地善良。
If he has a good heart.
他是充满慈爱怜悯。
Compassionate and merciful.
但为什么世界还这么乱呢？
Why is the world in such a mess?
他一定是能力不够，所以心有余力不足。
And that must be that he has not enough power.
So the all mercy God should not be almighty God.
所以这个全善的上帝一定不是全能的上帝。
The almighty God should not be all good God.
或者全能的上帝也未必是全善的上帝。
这两件事情上。
In these two matters.
你不得不要选择一个了。
You can only choose one.
那自然神论怎么选？ 天的。
The deities would say,
他说上帝是造了世界。
That indeed God created the world.
上帝是很有权柄的上帝。
A God with great power.
啊，上帝不是纯心邪恶的。
And not an evil God.
上帝要人行善。
He wants us to do good.
但是上帝创造了世界以后，他就让世界自生自灭，不多参与了。
And after he has created the world, he just let it be.
这个叫做自然神论。
This is deism.
自然神论跟机械唯物论就挂钩上一个关系。
And it is linked to this existentialism.
机械唯物论不是这个辩证唯物论。
It is different from dialectic existentialism.
这 mechanical 这个materialism。跟着 dialectic materialism 不一样的，因为辩证唯物论马克思的思想
because dialectic existentialism comes from Karl Marx
是可以接纳完全无神论的
they can accept the non-existence of God
但是机械唯物论不一样的
but mechanical existentialism
上帝创造自然以后
says that after God created the nature
自然就有自然规律在里面
it has its own natural laws
自然规律成为世界所有的动因的储藏力量
And it becomes the power and energy of the entire world.
就像一个时钟做成功以后
，like after you make a mechanical clock，
所有的机器的零件都齐全的
，all the components of the clock is in there。
每一个零件、每个齿轮、每一个发条、每一个螺丝之间都配搭完美。
Every single part will match each other perfectly.
然后你把发条上锁到很紧的时候
，and when you wind up at the clock，
你就把整个动力的储藏的本能放在里面了。
You have just given it potential to move.
那么，当你把它开始启用的时候
，And when you start off the clock，
隐藏在里面的动能就开始发出它的力量。
The power that is in the spring will then work，
推动已经设计好的一切的机器所有的部分。
And then all the things that you have designed will start to work.
这个时钟就开始走了。
The clock will start to tick.
当时钟开始走的时候
，When it starts ticking,
钟匠就不需要在那边了。
The watchmaker need not be there.
他已经把动力储藏在里面，已经交代清楚了。
He has just given the clock power to run.
所以动力就从很紧的发条中间发出力量出来。
And because you wind it up, it will start to tick.
其他的齿轮就开始动，叮当，叮当，叮当，动。
动动，
那么动动动就照着规律运行。
It will move based on its design.
它的准确性
，its accuracy.
它的时间的划分
，and the way it segregates time.
多少秒一分钟
？Every 60 seconds.
多少分一个钟头
？Hour.
多少个钟头一天
？A day.
多少天一个这个星期
？Days and weeks.
多少个星期一个月
？Many weeks become a month.
多少个月一个一年头
？Many months a year.
全部按照预定的规律去运行。
This order will just go and start.
那么这个钟匠就离开了。
And then the watchmaker will just leave.
滴答滴答滴答滴答，一直走，一直动，一直走，一直动，动动动动动动，一直动下去。
And the clock will just move on and on.
当然，这个储藏动力就慢慢减少了。
But of course, the power will continue to reduce.
减少的这个动力已经没有的时候。
When it no longer has any more potential strength.
这个钟就慢慢松懈下来了。
The clock will begin to slow down.
滴答滴答滴。哒滴，哒滴哒，滴哒滴，哒就死了。
And then it will stop.
那么这个时候的钟已经不动了。
The clock no longer moves.
这个时候什么呢
？What will happen?
这个叫做世界末日。
The end of the world.
所以自然神论的人用这样来解释为什么上帝造了自然有很多不对的地方。
And so the deities will explain all the suffering in the world.
为什么好人要受苦？
That the good will suffer.
为什么恶人会发达
？The evil will prosper.
为什么说谎的人赚大钱
？The liar will make lots of money.
为什么诚实人变得穷臭大
？The honest people will become poor.
所以他们就认为，创造自然的上帝已经不管自然，让它自生自灭。
And they believe that God, who has created all things, has just simply let it be.
上帝如果不管这个自然
，If God will not care anymore,
自然为什么会继续生存下去呢
？Why will nature continue?
因为上帝已经把储藏的动力放在自然里面。
The idea is that God has already started this potential.
管理我们的不是上帝。
So the things that rule over us is no longer God.
管理我们的是自然力。
It is natural law.
啊，自然力是有限的吗
？Is natural law limited?
自然的能是有限的吗
？Does it have limited power?
是有限的。
It is limited.
所以当这些动能用尽的时候
，And so when you use up all these energies,
也就是我们终极的命运达到的时候。
at the ultimate culmination of our destiny.
The ultimate destiny will be finished. 那个时候世界末日就来到,
the end of the world will then come.
所以用这个办法去解释基督教的人,
those who use this method to explain Christianity,
17世纪末后,
towards the end of the 17th century,
18th-19th century,
in the 18th-19th century,
赢得了欧洲最高知识分子的支持,
they received support from the intellectuals in Europe.
所以基督教徒从这条路里面赢取了许多知识分子的这个赞同。
Many intellectuals agree in about this principle.
这个理论是对基督教信仰致命性的一个打击。
But this is a fatal flaw for Christianity.
对圣经的宇宙观是完全异端的解释。
It is actually heretics actually explaining this.
但是很多教会的领袖没有发现。
But many church leaders did not discover this.
正像今天灵恩派对基督教信仰的真正的致命的攻击，是很多牧师没有看到的。
Like today, many pastors do not realize that there are fatal flaws in charismatism.
这是很可怜的事情。
It's something quite sad.
我听说一件很奇怪的事，我盼望是真的或者是假的，我盼望我不是乱讲。
I have heard this thing that is quite difficult.
如果你在网络找 Benny Hinn 这个字的时候,
if you were to search for the word Benny Hinn,
他可以告诉你今年所有的行程在哪里哪里都排出来了。
He's able to tell you his timetable for the rest of today,
the
year.
2月份这个时候应该在哪里呢?
In February, where he should be?
应该在印尼,
he should be in Indonesia.
在 Carlton Hotel, Rich Carlton.
In Rich Carlton.
好了，在哪一个礼堂可以坐10,000人的?
And in a hall that can sit 10,000 people.
突然间那一天开始以前一天, 全部网站的东西就不见了。And
the day before that, the whole contents of the internet would disappear.
那么买票有的300块美金才可以入场听他讲到。Sometimes
you got to pay $300 just to get in there.
听什么东西? 古里古怪的东西300块, 你买这里一块都不服就进来了。
You enter there, you listen to strange theories.
你不要感到好笑吗? 这是末世的现象。
This is a mark of the end times.
所以那一天呢, 我回到印尼的时候,
so when I returned to Indonesia,
在机场有个基督徒对我说,
in the airport, a Christian came and said,
他牧师欢迎你回来,
Dr. Tong, welcome home.
今天开始 Benny Hinn 的聚会到了。
Benny Hinn is here from today onwards.
那天晚上一个人打电话给我,
the evening someone called me,
Benny Hinn 没有来了。
Benny Hinn did not come.
我说为什么没有来呢?
I asked why.
是不是病了呢?
Was he sick?
是不是发生什么事情呢?
Did something happen?
是不是飞机不平安呢?
Was there a problem in the
他们就不知道,
plane?
他们就不知道,
they said we don't know.
第二天一个消息传来了,
and I heard something the second day.
因为他已经叫 印尼的委员会寄25万美金才给他, 到那一天没有收到, 他决定不来。
Because he has asked for $250,000 from the committee, but he did not receive it.
所以呢, 就不来了。
And so he did not come.
那么那些买了票, 几百, 这个怎么办呢?
But what about the tickets that have been
那个消息说,
sold?
那个消息说,
that news says,
他们要退回那些买票,
they have to refund the people.
那为什么不继续, 我不知道。
I do not know why they did not send him the money.
我莫名其妙, 这一生我一直到处去讲道, 我没有叫人先寄多少钱给我的。
I found it very strange because I've never asked people to send me money first before I go.
所以这种传道人,
this sort of preaching,
这种方法论,
this sort of methods,
是给基督教一个致命的打击,
are fatal for Christianity.
那么上个礼拜,
last week,
前4天,
4 days ago,
就有一个人对我说, 他的姐姐就是参加 Benny Hinn 这一派的人。
But someone told me that his sister participated in Benny
Hinn's gathering.
所以他问他姐姐为什么他不来呢? And he asked the sister, why did he not come out?
他姐姐说, Benny Hinn 照顾自己的安全所以不来, 因为印尼的恐怖分子要杀他。
The sister said, because there are terrorists in Indonesia.
所以神给他智慧不来。
And so God gave him wisdom not to come.
等到6月份他才会来。
In June he will come.
那么他这个哥哥就问他的, 他这个弟弟问他的姐姐说, 6月份印尼就没有恐怖分子吗?
And the brother asked, are there no terrorists in June?
他不能回答。
The sister wouldn't know what to say.
神给他的启示这样, 我们不必管太多。
He said, well, God has revealed his vision to him.
他现在正在安排, 从政府最高层到下面。
Now he's making arrangement in all the government.
六月份来的时候,
when he will come in June,
几十个保镖会照顾他,
there will be many bodyguards.
神会引导他,
and God will guide him.
哥哥就问他说, 姐姐弟弟问他说, 那么那个时候, 这主就不照顾他, 现在主不会照顾他吗?
Would the Lord not take care of him now?
他也不会回答。
His sister don't know what to say.
这些人是蒙蔽在肚子里面。
And so these people are fools.
原来是为了25万美金的事情, 完全不是恐怖分子, 恐怖分子的问题不是他应该挂心的, 是新加坡正在挂心的事情。
The problem is with the thousands, hundreds and thousands of dollars, not the terrorists.
今天我要回到圣经了。
We let us return to the Bible.
世界上曾经有一个人。
There was a person in the world.
好到一个地步。
Who was so good.
哥哥不喜欢他，从来不存心恨哥哥。
That he did not hate his brothers just because they are bad to him.
父亲叫他去看哥哥，他马上答应，顺从长辈。
He was obedient to his father and visited his brother.
他存心善良。
He had a good heart.
他不怀疑恶意。
He was not suspicious.
关心哥哥。
He loved his brothers.
他尽孝道。
And he was filial.
但是这个人好心没有得到好报。
But he was not rewarded accordingly.
上帝曾经给他做梦。
The Lord gave him dreams.
好像上帝给他前面一个很光荣的应许。
The dream seems to be very promising.
但是这位上帝半途丢掉他了。
But this God deserted him halfway.
一方面对他说，你要变成众人的元首。
On the one hand, he tells him that you will be a leader among all.
结果呢，半路把他丢掉以后呢
？But in the middle, he was abandoned.
被哥哥出卖了。
The brothers betrayed him.
被哥哥诬告了。
The brothers accused him falsely.
就被送到埃及去。
And was sold to Egypt.
到了一个人地生疏。
He went to a strange land.
一句话都不懂。
A place where he could not speak the language.
异乡中间做了最下级的工作。
And he became the lowest among the people.
被卖做成奴隶。
He was sold as a slave.
奴隶值钱。
The slave is worth money.
因为他的体力。
Because he's strong.
奴隶值钱。
A slave is worth money.
因为他的健康。
Because he's healthy.
奴隶值钱。
A slave is worth
money. 因为他还很年轻。
When they are still young.
你有健康，有体力，有青春，你就可以被人使用几十年。
If you're healthy and you're young, you can still be used for decades.
所以没有人买老奴隶。
So no one will buy an old slave.
没有人买病奴隶。
Or a sick slave.
没有人买弱奴隶。
Or a weak slave.
你越健康。
The healthier you are.
越强壮。
The stronger you are.
越有力。
The more strength you have.
越年轻。
The younger you are.
你的价钱就越高。
You will be priced higher.
所以呢，又是刚好有这些的条件。
And Joseph was all this.
所以他被卖到埃及去。
He was sold to Egypt.
这些兄弟是为了钱。
The brothers did it for money.
为了名。
For gain.
所以他一方面要钱把弟弟卖掉。
So on the one hand, they wanted the money to sell their brothers.
一方面要名，不是他们做的坏事。